USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just want all of Europe to know that the United States is there. The United States is there.
President Biden reaffirming the U.S. commitment to NATO's mutual defense pact as he makes his first visit to the alliance headquarters in Brussels since he took office. Biden continuing his first international trip. His next stop is Geneva for a sit-down with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Researchers at Yale University are taking a close look at the effect of warm weather on the spread of COVID-19. A study released today in the journal Nature Communication found temperatures of more than 68 degrees combined with high humidity and increased UV radiation can lead to a moderately lower number of new infections. Researchers still quick to point out that mask wearing and social distancing still the best way to prevent infection. USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
The Republican National Committee might skip the network TV presidential debates in 2024, unless there's a dramatic overhaul to the format. Conservative David Bossie saying most network news moderators have little interest in asking questions that illuminate the debate, saying they're asking questions that really do not impact primary Republican voters, but have gotcha questions and answers for the general election debate. An actor who made his big screen debut in Deliverance and was nominated for an Oscar in network has died.
Actor Ned Beatty has died. Best known for his roles in the movies Deliverance and Network, Beatty's career spanned more than 150 films and television shows. He was Lex Luthor's henchman Otis in two Superman movies and was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Network. According to his manager, Beatty passed away Sunday at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by loved ones. Ned Beatty was 83. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge in Texas is rebuffing a lawsuit by nurses.
A federal judge in Texas has thrown out a lawsuit filed by 117 employees of Houston's Methodist Hospital System targeting its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes of Houston said the lead plaintiff, Jennifer Bridges, claimed that the vaccinations are experimental and dangerous were false and irrelevant. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Ted Cruz is butting heads with the head of college sports over rules regarding transgender athletes. Cruz making his point in a recent hearing for banning transgender students from participating in girls' sports.
University of Manchester study indicated that male puberty provides a 10 to 50% physical advantage dependent on the sport.
NCAA President Mark Emmert saying though transgender women may compete in women's sports, but only if certain qualifications are met. Those include testosterone-suppressing supplements to the functional equivalent of a woman. New York City announcing they will hold a ticker tape parade to honor those healthcare professionals and essential workers on July 7th. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying it will be the first true large parade since the start of the pandemic. The mayor crediting first responders and healthcare workers with saving lives and keeping the city going during the darkest days of the crisis. The parade will take the same route taken by New York sports teams that win championships. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.